Nolte, far-left New York Times admits twice as many Dems live in bubble than GOP. By John Nolte on May 5, 2021. According to a study published in the far-left New York Times, 38% of Democrats live in what's described as a bubble compared to just 19% of Republicans. Yes, the New York Times itself is so bubbled, it required a study to figure that out. Nevertheless, Republicans are still attacked as the problem, not bubble-seeking Democrats. Yes, this high-profile opinion piece is still angled as though bubbled Republicans need to be reprogrammed and re-educated and have our suburbs destroyed. More than half of Republicans believe that last year's election was stolen from Donald Trump. Rather than reject claims of election fraud, Republican lawmakers have used the premise that the election was stolen to justify restrictions on voting. Mr. Trump most likely deserves much of the blame for the widespread belief among Republicans the election was illegitimate. But there's another reason so many Republicans might not believe Joe Biden won: they don't live near people who voted for him. LOL. I don't know if the 2020 election was stolen or not. But when Democrats change the rules in the middle of the game and literally mail out tens of millions of unsolicited ballots, it is perfectly reasonable to believe that. Anyway, here are the findings. We measured political isolation by looking at each voter's 1,000 closest neighbors. We found that for about 1 in 5 Republicans and 2 in 5 Democrats, less than a quarter of their neighbors belong to the opposite political party. And then it's back to this horseshit. This year's violence at the Capitol is a frightening harbinger of the future of American democracy if our political parties grow more estranged. Is it too late to pop our political bubbles? This year's violence at the Capitol is a frightening harbinger of the future of American democracy if our political parties grow more estranged. Is it too late to pop our political bubbles? Okay, but what about more than a year of nearly nonstop violence at the hands of the left? Riots, arson, assaults, murder, looting, rampaging? What about the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa? You think the left's bubble might have something to do with the fact these people are so ignorant they believe America is a racist country, police officers are all murderers, and that their full bellies, their new car, their $40,000 a year education, and their $1,200 iPhone proves capitalism doesn't work? This entire piece was written in a bubble. Check this out. Referring to film critic Pauline Kael's famous shock over Richard Nixon's presidential victory, we get this nonsense: residents in Gillette, Wyoming, where about 9 out of 10 voters are Republicans, might have been equally shocked by President Biden's victory. Again, how bubbled do you have to come to that kind of conclusion? Even if Republicans live among Republicans, mass media, academia, big tech, and Hollywood make it impossible for us to be bubbled. Day in and day out, we are bludgeoned by leftism, assaulted by corporate media propaganda designed to demoralize us and make us feel outnumbered. The only way a Republican can be bubbled is if they live in a deep red area and listen only to conservative talk radio. No books, no movies, no television, no news, except Fox News at night. That's an almost impossible way to live. However, it's absurdly easy for Democrats to remain bubbled. Live in cities, watch anything on TV, watch any mainstream movie, turn on any news channel, listen to NPR, read mainstream books, etc. The entire world is a Democrat bubble. Finally, and I'm sure this will come as no surprise, we're told these bubbles are a big problem, bad for America. But who's supposed to change and be put upon to make things better? Well, it's sure not the 38% of Democrats who live in a bubble. Nope, it's us. But the president can make it easier for people of color to move to the suburbs, in part by reforming discriminatory zoning policies. And he has good reason to make integration a priority. Democrats' geographic isolation has cost the party political power. Because Democrats are clumped together in cities, Republicans have been able to redraw congressional district boundaries so that, in some states, the share of House seats that Democrats control is much smaller than Democrats' overall share of votes. So as you can see, we are the problem, and in order to fix it, our suburbs and home values must be destroyed by allowing rental units to be built next door. Seriously, fuck all these people.